May I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Living one day at a time, not knowing how long our supplies of rice, pasta, flour, fresh produce, and patience will last, has become a way of life for all of us. The precariousness of everyday life is a state of existence we share with countless millions across the world and throughout human history. For the past few weeks, we've been following the story of Moses and the ancient Israelite slaves. Last week, we heard of their cinematic escape through the waters of the Red Sea into the desert wilderness as they journeyed blindly to a new land of freedom. But the way through the wilderness imposes on Israel a life full of difficulties and miseries. Their most basic human needs are barely ensured. The whole congregation of the Israelites complained against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. The Israelites said to them, "If only we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots and ate our fill of bread. For you have brought us out into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger." Then the Lord said to Moses, "I am going to rain bread from heaven for you, and each day the people shall go out and gather enough for that day. On the sixth day, when they prepare what they bring in, it will be twice as much as they gather on other days." But the Israelites do not keep this commandment. They gather more than they need, keep it overnight, and in the morning it is worm-eaten and foul. Israel is not permitted to live securely, not even for one day. A 3rd century rabbinic midrash on the book of Exodus reads like this: "But God said, 'If I bring Israel into the land now, every one of them will immediately take hold of his field or his vineyard and neglect the Torah, the teachings of God. But I will make them go round about through the desert for 40 years, so that having the manna to eat and the water of the well to drink, they will absorb the Torah.'" The Hebrew phrase translated as "absorb the Torah in their bodies" implies something mystical about the manna itself, as if the holiness of the manna facilitates absorption of the Torah into our bodies. And this understanding of the manna in the wilderness offers fresh insight into our experience of Holy Communion by taking into our bodies this mystical bread of heaven. We absorb the love of God through the sacrifice of Jesus. In the portion of Matthew's Gospel we heard this morning, Jesus is concluding a long discourse to his disciples on the final stage of their journey to Jerusalem. It was prompted by their anxieties about being rewarded appropriately for the sacrifices they had made to follow Jesus, abandoning families and friends, familiar occupations, known paths. And the discourse is summarised in a parable of a vineyard owner who hires workers throughout the day and pays them all the same wage. And it ends with the saying, "The first shall be last, and the last shall be first." The parable invites a host of practical questions about work and income, as well as spiritual ponderings. Waiting, hoping in that marketplace, whatever the reason and whatever they did as they waited was a form of work. The passive waiting of the labourers, who stood all day not knowing if they would be able to take home food for their families, was not a choice of their making. Just as unemployment is not a choice for the great majority of jobless people in the world today. The famous crime writer Dorothy Sayers, writing in the middle of another global catastrophe in 1942, questioned the purpose of work in an essay called Why Work? She was concerned that after the war, people would return to wasteful consumer spending as a way to keep the demand for labour high. She feared that as a result, people would continue to see their labour primarily as a way to earn money and would neglect the value of the work itself. The idea was not new. The craftsman and thinker William Morris was amongst many radicals expressing similar views in response to mass industrialisation in the late 19th century. And there is a growing cross-party movement in political thinking in our times for some form of universal basic income as employment patterns change in the mass automation unfolding in this 21st century. Implicit in the parable of the vineyard is the issue of bargaining with God. From the earliest dawn of religion, it has been assumed that humans can bargain with the gods to obtain what they want. But Jesus makes it clear there is nothing we can do to earn the grace of God. The Dutch spiritual writer Henry Nouwen, in Bread for the Journey, explains it like this. God is a generous giver, but we can only see and enjoy God's generosity when we love God with all our hearts, minds, and strength. As long as we say, I will love you, God, but first show me your generosity, we remain distant from God and unable to experience what God truly wants to give us, which is life, and life in abundance. Amen.